Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's time to play Who is the Mystery Guest? I'm really looking forward to chatting with our special mystery guest this morning. And if you know who it is, call us and win a nice prize at 312-981-7200. I guess if I were playing this game, I'd wait a little bit until more clues came on the radio. Although you can call back. But let's check in with the mystery guest, who will, of course, disguise his or her voice. Mystery guest, are you ready to play?
Yes.
Wow, that's a good disguise. That's pretty good. Let me start with a clue. And here's how it works. You ask the mystery guest questions. You get a yes. You can keep asking questions. You get a no. We go to the next contestant. I will say that you know this person's face. You know this person's name. And you have for many years. Would you agree with that, mystery guest?
Yes.
Man, this is going to be hard. 312-981-7200. I'll start so I can demonstrate how the game works. And then out there, you can call and play the game at 312-981-7200. Mystery guest, are you in Chicago?
Yes.
All right. See, I get to ask another question now. Let's see. What would be another? Are you a sports celebrity?
No.
And then we would have to go. That's right. We would have to go to the next contestant. All right. That's how it works. You want to try your luck? It's 312-981-7200. Let's see. What do I have to give away today? Well, how about a nice $50 gift certificate from Builder's Supply Outlet and the Edge Kitchen and Bath? Find inspiration for your next project in their showroom or at Builder's Supply Outlet. com. Let me, because this is such a wonderful disguise, mystery guest, you have, I'll give another clue myself. You know this person, you've seen this person on television. I'll say that. Okay, now I'll turn it over to the listeners to try to guess who the mystery guest is. And once again, you get a yes, you get to keep going. Get a no, we have to go to the next caller. All right, Paul in McHenry, you get a chance to play right now. Go ahead, Paul.
Good morning. Mystery guest, did you used to have red hair?
No.
What kind of question is that? Who did you think it was, Paul?
Bozo, Joey DeOria.
Oh, okay. No, it's not. It's not Bozo. Marty in Chicago, it's your turn. Go ahead.
Are you an entertainer?
No.
Let me just qualify that. We have to give you a no and go to the next call. But I would say that this person is, has been, and can be entertaining. But unfortunately, we have to.
Can I make a guess?
No, I don't think so, because that was a no. So you have to try to call back if you want to guess now. Sorry about
okay,
that. Thanks. These are very tough rules here. Dr. Bergen Evans from the University of Chicago is our judge in the control room. All right, Mike from Berwyn, your turn.
Are you on a comedy series?
No.
Not on a comedy series. No. Yeah, sorry. Good try, though. Let's see. 312-981-7200 for the mystery guest. And you can keep asking questions as long as you keep getting yeses. That's how it works. I have a feeling on this one we have to flip all the cards and reveal who it is. But we'll go a little longer before we do that. Okay, Richard out there in Aurora. Go ahead, Rich. Wait, did I press his button?
No, Tom Skilling.
Oh, sorry, go ahead. We didn't hear you there. Go ahead, Rich.
Tom Skilling.
Are you Tom Skilling?
No.
No.
But that, okay,
that
thanks.
You're welcome. Thanks for trying. That would make sense, though. That would make sense. I probably would have guessed that, too, what with Tom being in the news. Go ahead, Becky in Wakanda.
Hi. I was wondering if... If he is Does he live in California?
Let me say first that we have not confirmed a he or she, but let's go ahead with your question. The question is, do you live in California? Was that the question, Becky?
Basically, I would like to know if he's a he.
All right. Well, if you're a he or a she, whoever you are, do you live in California?
No.
Sorry about that, Becky. Bill, go ahead in Northbrook. Your turn.
Hi, Bob. Is this Walter Jacobson?
Walter, is that you?
No.
Guess not. This is David in Palatine. What's your question, Dave?
Well, I was going to say Walter Jacobson, so
Do you want to, since that was the previous call, do you want to ask a different question?
Were you on Channel 2 News?
Were you on Channel 2 News?
No.
No, but you're getting closer. All right. Should I take a couple more before we reveal who it is or go to a break? What should I do? All right. Bill in Bonita Springs, Florida. Ask your question, Bill.
Are you on TV? Or have you been on TV?
Yes.
Very good. Keep going. Keep going there, Billy.
Are you in the news? Were you a news anchor?
Yes.
Ooh.
Are you Walter Jacobson?
Bill, you weren't paying attention.
No.
All right. Tell you what, let's do this. Let's take a break. We'll come back, and then I'll reveal who the mystery guest is. And I'll give myself the gift certificate from Builder Supply Outlet. WGN. And NBC5 News at 10 is showcasing nightly segments highlighting great moments throughout WMAQ-TV's 75-year history. It's anchored by our mystery guest, Allison Rosati.
What?
Yes, Allison.
How are you, Bob? You know, it's so funny. I had no idea that I had to disguise my voice, and I don't even know where that voice came from.
That's pretty good.
I just woke up, so apparently I have a man's voice in the morning. Who knew?
Yeah,
Who knew?
You fooled a lot of the listeners. They were starting to get closer, but I wanted to save time to talk to you. And I'm trying to remember now. We started working on First Thing in the Morning in the summer of, was it 1990?
Yes, 1990, and you were this young man, worked on West 57th, and you had all this national reputation and a hometown boy from Chicago, and I was so excited to work with you, and I remember coming in the newsroom and, you know, just a young kid and coming out of Buffalo, New York. I obviously grew up in Minnesota, but came in and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited to work with you. And you're like, wait a minute, I haven't signed on for that show. I'm not ready for that show. And I'm like, what? Wait a minute, did I make a big mistake?
Yeah. After you worked with me, you decided, well, let me see if there's any way out of this contract. Here's what I remember.
Not true.
And so we create this basic radio show on TV with Don Dupree, our executive producer, and some other folks there behind the scenes. And then they say, well, and our new anchor is going to come in and you'll work with her. And we said, okay, that's cool. And what I remember right off the bat, show one, day one, you always knew what to say, when to say it, and when it was best to not get sucked into the trouble I was starting. That's what I remember.
Well, I think that's why we were a great team, because you were so much fun. And honestly, Bob, I give you so much credit for just giving me a chance to grow on the air and to realize that you can just be yourself on TV, because I think a lot of people, especially in my generation growing up, I mean, we saw the anchor man, right? So I think a lot of women even tried to be more manlike on TV, presenting themselves in a very authoritarian way.
Well,
and yet you made it so much fun. I honestly, for that year, that first year, I was like, I can't believe I get paid to do this, because it was so much fun. We had a blast.
Well, if you get up at that hour, and this is the philosophy here, you better be having fun if you're working these early morning hours. You didn't need me. You were a natural from the get-go. And, of course, now you see Allison at 10 o'clock, and you're on at some other time, too, aren't you? 5 o'clock?
Yeah, I do the 5, 6, and 10, and I do the windows on my way out. So I'm a utility member of the team. Yeah.
Okay, so tonight, I believe the little video that I made over at Channel 5 will be on the 10 o'clock news. Is that right?
Yes, you're going to be part. Tonight we are doing our 75th anniversary look back at the anchors of NBC, and we got a chance to sit down with you and Ron and Carol, Rob Stafford, myself, and then some other wonderful folks who've worked at NBC through the years, Marion Brooks, and talk about their memories, but also the moments of anchoring together that they most remember. And if you're a First Thing in the Morning fan, I still get people who come up to me to this day. That show definitely touched a lot of people's hearts. In fact, Bob, I don't know if you've had this happen, but I've had first birthday babies who've come up to me and said, you know, I was a first birthday baby on First Thing in the Morning, and this is my baby. And I'm like, wow, it's been a while.
Yeah, I get that all the time.
It's a great moment.
Yeah, they say, oh, yeah, my kid is now 73, and you wished him a happy birthday. I realized after I came back from the newsroom there a few weeks ago when we taped that thing that I forgot some of my favorite moments there. I forgot about interviewing David Letterman when he did his show from the Chicago Theater. I forgot going to New York to talk to Conan O'Brien when it looked like he was going to take over the Tonight Show. I forgot all sorts of fun encounters with Brian Williams. So I don't know what's on, but that's what I forgot.
Well, you know, it's funny, isn't it? I go back and look at pictures of, you know, some of the gatherings that we had as the First Thing in the Morning crew, some of the morning talk shows that I did with Warner Saunders, mm-hmm. God rest his soul. And you look at these pictures, I don't even remember taking them. And then I'm like, wait a minute, we had Phyllis Diller, Wolfman Jack, and just Ivanka Trump was on there. It's like, what?
Yeah, I remember.
I'm sorry, Ivana Trump.
Ivana, I remember her and all those other people walking by my office on the way to your set. And funny you should say that about forgetting those moments, because this morning when our producers here, Joe and Haley, told me about the mystery guest game, they had to remind me that I worked at Channel 5, and they printed out a nice bio for me to follow. Well, Allison, it's lovely talking to you again, and we'll be watching at 10 o'clock tonight. And also, this continues for a while longer, doesn't it?
It sure does, and I want to say we did get a few notes from some White Sox fans who were upset that we had done a 75th memory of when the world came to Chicago to celebrate the Cubs, you know, World Series championship. I know you're a huge Cubs fan. But I reassured them that we are going to focus on more championships, including the White Sox World Series win, and that'll be coming up in December. And we've just got a lot of really good, you know, the Stanley Cup wins for the Blackhawks. We are a sports town, and I love when our city comes together like that. So it's fun to look back at those memories, and also the Talk Tower, which, you know, back, you remember Jenny Jones was the first talk show that came to NBC Tower. Remember that?
Yeah, I sure do. And all of the fun when the Jerry Springer audience, by mistake, would come into the newsroom, and we'd have to call the police right away. But so obviously more Mark Giangreco, Peggy Kuczynski, sports moments, news moments. All right, NBC
is
5.
Giangreco not one of the best talkers as far as just telling a good story? I mean, I could listen to him for days about his encounters with Michael Jordan and the team.
I called him the other day, and he wouldn't stop talking. In fact, I just put the call on hold. He's still on my phone now, babbling to nobody. Allison,
he's a good Italian boy.
We must do the news at 9 o'clock. You know about that. So we have to stop for now. But
this was lovely.
Thank you
so much, Bob.
Appreciate
and
you being
on.
Seeing
you on TV tonight.
All right. Yes, 10 o'clock news, NBC 5, Allison Rosati. And thank you, Allison. Be well. I'll talk
to
you soon,
Bob.
I hope.
God bless you.